Kufte Zayin on the base. Let's start again the Mishnah. Let's start again the Mishnah of Kufte Zayin on the Aleph. Kevas Nevela. We'll leave out the Obikochavim for a while. Kevas Nevela Harezu Asura. Or Hakeva means the flesh, the lining. That's Basar. The Keva means the milk in the stomach. So the Mishnah says, Kevas Nevela Harezu Asura. I'm not allowed to take. Why shouldn't anybody be interested but not allowed to eat it? Means I'm not allowed to take the kevas nevela and throw it into a big vat of milk. That should serve as the catalyst because the kevas nevela is full of enzymes in it. The enzymes come from the lining of the stomach. So you're not allowed to take the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, the ration of the Mishnah holds, we don't pass like this. You're not permitted to take the kevas nevela and throw it into milk because it's also bachila. Why in the world is it asa b'achila? So it's only mid the rabbanon. The Gemara says on Amid Beis, only mid the rabbanon, it's not minat Torah, and it's a double chiddush. First of all, kevasa kigufa. Rashi had the lashon. The limbs of the nevela, b'sar nevela is asa. So all the basa of the nevela is asa. The Gidin Batzamas Kanaim at Lofim in the Gemara said it's not Basa Minat Torah, but the Rabbanon it's treated as Basa Kanaim at Lofim. In the Gidin Batzamas, the Gemara said it by Basa Becholov. So we usually assume that just like by Basa Becholov, it's Basa Minat the Rabbanon. So by Nevela also, it's also Minat the Rabbanon. Okay, we'll probably assume. Shaila, it's not explicit, we'll assume like that. But that's attached to the animal, but here the cholav hakonos in the keva. So that's a chiddush with the rabbanon that kevasa kigufa, just like the gufa of the nevela is also manatar mitam b'sar nevela. So the cholav hakonos is also the last line in the Mishnah is going to say not so. The last line in the Mishnah says because neshu konos b'meyeha. If you have a treifa sheyonka menakshera, so you should also say the cholub should be keva of the treifa should be also because kevasa kigufa. So you don't say like that. So the Gemara is going to say the last line in the Mishnah contradicts the first line in the Mishnah. Kan kadim chazar kan lacha chazar. That the Mishnah in Avodah Zara quotes the one of the Tanaim changed his position. Originally held the cholub should be keva is a chumah midrabbanan. The cholub should be keva, that's called keva, kevasa kigufa. So it's considered an nevela. And then lach hazara, he backed out, it's not kevasa kigufa baharaya, that if you have a korban oila, no one's allowed to eat it. It's kula kol, it's supposed to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So even kohanim are not allowed to eat the bisar ha'oila, tenis and moil behegdush. So one should have said, if there's a din midirabbanan, that kevasa kigufa, the cholim should be kevas kigufa beima, so it should not only be respected to neveva and treifa, it should apply even to an oila, so kevasa kigufa should be an isa mi'ilo midirabbanan on the cholim should be keva. And the Mishnah says, we had a tradition, kain should die to yafa, a kain who's not so finicky about his food, elite disgusting food also, because the cholim should be keva tastes awful, it's full of the enzymes. So sarfah chaya, they'll eat it. When you eat something that's not the normal way to eat, you call it sarfah. So you see that you don't say midirabbana kevasa kigufa. So the Tana backed out and he said, you're right. You see from the practice in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought a korban oila, the Kohanim would eat the cholav shebekeva. You see that there is no such thing midirabbana. So that's called the chazor. The Tana backed out. Tana backed out from what? So the whole background of that Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, where is it? Chavtes on the base, Rashi says. They're trying to figure out, trying to reconstruct why did the Chachamim, they had a meeting of Rabbanim, trying to reconstruct why did they prohibit, what's the reason why they prohibited Gvina Sakum? So first, the Mishnah thought they prohibited because the Ma'amidah Mosa Ba'or Kevas, the Ma'amidah Mosa B'Kevas Nevel. They take the milk in the stomach of the Nachramat making cheese. So they don't shech the behemoth. So they kill an animal and they know that the milk in the stomach turns into milk. So and these enzymes go into the milk in the stomach and it turns into the cheese. So you take that milk in the stomach full of enzymes, you throw it into a big vat full of concept. Now look, that'll do the trick. That'll serve as the enzyme to turn all of the milk into cheese. So if the Nochrim made cheese, Kamina Sakhim, they probably took the Cholam Shebikeba of an Avela. Where they're going to get a Shchuta? They're going to get Cholam Shebikeba of an Avela. And that, say, so see, the Cholam Shebikeba of an Avela is Asa because Kevasa Kigufa. And therefore, it Asa is everything because of the Din of Mamid. That's a big machloikis, is that the Din of Mamid is the Taka Din and Kola Tarkula. It's only a Din, no, Mamidim Kevas. The Mamidim became us Nevela, the main Uchumer Kedela Hisrachik Mena Nochrim. Maybe it's only a special Zer, but not that there's a din of Mamina Kalatarko. So the three different opinions. So we had yesterday, we spoke, the Mogen Avraham claims that according to the Tur, Mamid Loi Batal is a din deraisa, that is called Nikri. So how did he get that from the Tur? Because the Tur says that even Uchumen Sha'ova all of HaPesach is Batal, it's not the Mashu. Is bottle either the shishim or b'raiv? Machloik is lachatchil with machmet to require shishim, but for sure it's not mashu. Chometz bit pesach has been mashu. Chometz shavala pesach, because we pass like Reb Shimon against Reb Yudah. Chometz shavala pesach is only the rabbanon, it's not a din deraisa. So therefore, b'tarubis it's mutter. So that's machloik is Rashi in the tour. What do you mean b'tarubis? Tarubis means all you need is raiv. You don't apply tam ki iker. You only say tam ki iker on macholas asuris. And this is not according to Rabbi Yudah Chomesh Arab. Pesach is another Macholas Asuris. Gimel Psukim, the three Psukim that say you're not allowed to eat Chomets. One goes on Pesach, one goes Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and one goes Chomesh Arab Pesach, it's Macholas Asuris Deraisa. So according to Rabbi Yudah, Chomesh Arab Pesach is Macholas Asuris Deraisa. So then you would say Tam Kiyike. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Chomesh Arab Pesach is Mutamanator. It's only Asim Rabbanim because of the penalty that he should. To serve as a deterrent, that wise guys shouldn't hide the chametz. They won't care. No one's going to know that I have chametz in my possession. So I violate by yirad by matzah. It's violated the shevi al tase. So it's not, people don't think of it. They have chametz there, and then you have to pay so chalid to use it. So we make a penalty. No, you're not allowed to eat. So that's not really. You can't call that macholas asuris. With the rabbanon, they made a penalty like Mavashal b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. Not only have Mavashal b'Shabbos, if you turn on the light on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nana le'or aner. So what, it's not macholas asuris. Even Mavashal b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat. There's a penalty, but it's not a penalty, b'toris. You shouldn't be b'toris macholas asuris. You really shouldn't eat shishim because the din of Tam Kiyika was only nemar, was only formulated. Well, the whole Tam Kiyika, the Reis Rabbanon, doesn't make a difference. That's, we mentioned the Rash on Tful Yom, who said like that, you only apply tam ki iker if the thing starts off as macholas asuris. You're talking about eating it. You're not allowed to eat it. But here, you're not allowed to eat it. There's a penalty. You're not allowed to be nene. You're not allowed to gain benefit from the fact that you violated the ba'yira by matz. But it's not really a chavetz of macholas asuris. It really should be bottled b'raiv. You really shouldn't eat shishim. But that's a machloikas Rashi in the tour, where they need shishim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila ve'machmi need shishim. By Chomin Sha'ava La Pesach, we're not Makel B'Roid, but if it's going to be a Hefzid Merube, then we would be Makel, that is bottled B'Roid, and you wouldn't need Shishim. Whenever you Makel the Hefzid Merube, we said, Rav Moshe is all of it. What do you say again? Whenever it says in Shulchan Aruch that something is Mutter B'Hefzid Merube, so we said from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and that's what the Ramah himself writes in the Hakdama to the Sefer Toras Chatas. Toras Chatas, Sefer written by the Ramah, where he goes through all the dinim that he writes in Yerid, that he wrote in Yerideh. I think he wrote the Toras Chatas first. So he goes through all the dinim of Yerideh there. So in the Hakdama to the Toras Chatas, he explains that's what the concept of Hefzid Merub is all about. And sometimes you make a Erev Shabbos and you invited guests. So you're going to be stuck. A big shas hatchak and make a word. The din changes. The shas hatchak, the dinim deraisa don't change. What changes is if something is really menater, it's mutter. It's only osur because it's a machloikas haposkim. And the rov poskim hold lohokel. But out of respect for the Rashba, out of respect for Rashi, out of respect for Rabbi Natam, so out of respect, we don't want to violate their opinion. But it's not that it's really osur. It's out of kovat tamir chachamim. We have respect for the shita, like we respect the bahag. He came up with this chiddush that a woman can't read the Megillah to be motzi a man. Tosfos says it seems to be against the Gemara. but out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't allow it. So here also, out of respect for whatever sheet does, a machmer on something lechatchila, but it's going to cause a hefsid merube. So how much are you mechayev to show respect for the rabbin? You're mechayev to lose $500 if there's a different people. Hefsid merube has a different definition. So you're not mechayev to spend a lot of money just out of respect for. But not that the hilchas macholas pasur has changed. Makam hefsid merube can violate the dinim. You're not mechayev to show kavod to the shita that we don't pass on. Okay, so again, so the tour says that if you chamen shalom a Pesach and you use the have dough, let's say had dough, and it serves as a dover hamamid, the raw dough is mamid. It causes other stuff to rise to turn into chametz. So he says that Dom Hamamid Afila be'elef lebottle. So the Magen Avraham asks why, but Chamash Ala Pesach is muta betarubis. So even if you machmed that you need shishim, why should it be also with Dom Hamamid? So he says it must be that the Torah holds that Dom Hamamid is lebottle men atayr. It's mamish considered bien. So the later Achrayim disagree. They say, no, the Torah holds Dabra Hamamid, the Rabbanon is like bottom, the Rabbanon is considered as if it's Bien. So that's why it's Mohammed. That's why it's Mohammed. It doesn't necessarily imply that the Torah holds that Mohammed is Daraisa. So on the one hand, you have on one extreme, the Magar Avraham claims that the Shita Satur, that Mohammed is us as Bedover Chaman Shavala Pesach, us as the Mashu, indicates that the Torah holds Ma'amid is a din deraisa that is called Nikahuis. Most of the poskim hold Ma'amid is only the Rabbana, but it's a din. In all Macholas Asus, Ma'amid is Asa. And the Shach quotes the Marshal. He says, we don't paskim like the Marshal. Shulchan Aruch, we paskim Ma'amid applies to all trefes. But the Marshal is of the opinion they prohibited Gvina Sakam because Ma'amidim is Rav Orlo. The Ma'amid is something that's Asa Bachilo, Asa Manu, whatever. It's only a din k'dei lehisrachik na'nochrim. It's not a din. There is no din deraisa that mamid lebatal. There doesn't exist such a din. Davar mamid is batal. That's just that's the motivation why the chachamim felt it necessary to make a gzera to asa the gvina sakim k'dei lehisrachik na'nochrim. But it doesn't really mean that mamid is asa and kol ha'tokul. So the Shach says we don't accept that at all. And the other extreme was that Magen Avraham, based on the Torah, he thinks that Ma'amid is Daraisa. In the middle sheet, that's the way centrist orthodox. We pass like the middle sheet, the middle of the road sheet. The Ma'amid is Labanan, and it's a din and call that Torah Kula, that Dabra Ma'amid is Labanan. Pass like the Rimagash. If you have, if you're Ma'amid, or Kevas Kshera, if you're ma'amid ba'or kevas neveli, take the lining of the stomach from a nevela, so that's besar nevela, and you throw it into a big vat of a million gallons of milk, and it's ma'amid, everything turns it into cheese. So ma'amid ba'or kevas kshera doesn't create basim b'chala, but if you're ma'amid ba'or kevas nevela, or trefa, so then the or hakeva, the lining of the stomach is treif, is not, it's macholas asur. So then there's a din of davar hamamid. But if imamid bar kebas kshera, says does shahada, does it create basa b'chalim? No, to create basa b'chalim, you have to have, it should be nice and tam. So minatar, it's only if it's nice and tam, derach bishul. Lo sevash agadid, derach bishul asa term. The rabbanon, even if it's nice and tam, ayidei kovish, or ayidei maliach keresech, it'll also be basa b'chalim. And then mid-rabbanan, you're not even allowed to eat meat and milk together when it's not nice in time. You're eating it, and at the same time, you have a bite of the meat and you have a drink of milk. You have another bite of meat and a drink of milk. So that's also mid-rabbanan. But over here, the chalav is the, or let's say, what is it? The or kevas kshera is bottled b'shishim. You don't taste the flavor of the meat, because it's not the same as time, because batal b'shishim, just that it's not batal in the sense that it's called nikar ha'iser, al pidin it's nikar ha'iser, but there's not a sin as time over here. So I say, it doesn't create basa b'chalav. There isn't even a basa b'chalav, there are bon. even though the Rabbanan they prohibited basa v'chalav to eat meat and milk at the same time, and the meat over here is not bottle, because davar mamid, no, that chumer with the Rabbanan, davar mamid like bottle is only if it's an iser, then it's not bottle. You don't say the basa is not bottle and you're eating basa and chalav at the same time. No, the basa wasn't his bottle. Okay, so let's go again. So I think we got, so again, so the Mishnah there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Tes, is discussing the Gemara, the Mishnah in the Gemara, discuss what motivated the Tanaim to prohibit Gevina Sakum. So first the Gemara thought, Pemptation Ma'abidimosa Bekevas Nevela. They take the milk and all the flesh that they have is Nevela. So whenever they kill an animal, it's a Nevela. They take the milk in the stomach because they saw the milk has enzymes in it, Vaharaya, that it turns into cheese. They take that milk and they throw a spoonful into a big container of milk. It's bottled b'shishim, but it's going to be mamed, the whole thing. It has enough enzymes to be mamed, they convert the whole thing into cheese. So the original reason given by the Mishnah is because the nochrim, when they make gvina sakam, they mamidim the milk, the kevas nevela. On the assumption that kevasa kemaisa, that the kevas dina kevasa. And then the Gemara backed out from that. The Mishnah backed out. Why? Because a kohen shadaita yofer, they say the practice was bizman shabes mikdash kaim kohanim would drink. One is not so fussy about what he eats and drinks. Not so picky. He will eat the kevas ola. So you see, you don't say kevas kigufa. There is no such thing with the rabban. So that's called the acha chazor. So the first line in our Mishnah, Ankuf Tazayna Man Aleph, Kevas Nevela is Asura. That's based on the assumption, Kevas Ekegufa. The last line in the Mishnah that says, Trefa Shriyanka Menakshera Kevas Muteres, why Mipnesha Konas Bimya? Konas means that it's not considered Kevas Ekegufa. The Keva is like a container, like a bottle, and you have milk in a bottle. So you say, Konas b'meyah, it's just sitting there. It's not a chelik, it's not an integral, the cholub should be kevah. It's not kevasa kegufa. It's konas b'meyah. So the first line in the Mishnah and the last line in the Mishnah contradict each other. But that's what the Gemara asks after the two dots in the middle of kufta zayin on the base. It says, k'sheva sheyanka v'chule. That it says, a trefa sheyanka menaksheva, you're allowed to drink the milk, konas. Baktani reisha kevas nevel harezo asura. Isn't that a contradiction? Don't you see that on the first line in the Mishnah, you see there's a chumra mid the rabbana kevas kegufa. So the Gemara Amrav Chizda, the first answer is given. In the Reisha, it's a chumra mid the rabbana kevas kegufa. Amrav Chizda, the Reisha, they made a chumra only by nevela, nirka echal nevelas. In the Reisha, it had no shechit at all. In the Sefer, it's a trefa, but they shechted it. So they shechted the trefa, and the shechita was chal to be matam de nevela. So enach and ami trefa is an isa deraisa, and nevela is an isa deraisa. But the nevela is more disgusting. It had no shechita at all. So that's what Rav Chizda claims. They only made the chumer reisha. They only made the chumer with the rabbanon that kevasa kegufa is nirika ech on nevelas. They were there born machma, but hach on the sefer, ike shechita. It's a trefa that had a shechita. Shechita's trefa is matam de nevela even. And Rashi Shita is in Yeriday, they quote Rashi Shita from the Chuvas Rashi, that when you shech the trefa, you say, brach ala shechita, because the shechita is chal etam den nevela. We don't pass on like that. We pass on, if you know in advance that it's a trefa, you don't say a brach. And if you know in advance that it's an afula, fell down a staircase, and there's a concern that it may be a trefa, maybe when it fell down the staircase, a flight of stairs, maybe it broke some of the ribs and the ribs punctured a hole in the lungs. So if you know in advance that it's a suffix trefa, then you don't say a bracha on the shechita. Usually it's always a suffix trefa. There's always a percentage of behemoths that you shecht that turn out to be a trefa. But you go basaroi, bro, behemoths ksheva saying, so you say a bracha, kach tikna chacham. Whenever you shecht an animal, you say a bracha. If it turns out later that it was a trefa, so far found. So you did wrong. You shouldn't have said a bracha. But if you know in advance that there's a latest asotik mechaim because it fell down a flight of stairs, then it says, you don't say a bracha. Then the Ramah says, you wait till after the shechita, and then you check it to see if it's a trefa. And if it turns out that it's not a trefa, then you say a bracha. And that's a question. A long shach there. And Simon, you Yutas, you're there. Some Yutas about Birchas Hashchita. Quotes a machloek is the Ramam and the Ors of the Ruah. What's the start of the davening Shachos so early is before Mishiachris Chaver Berichig. So say the bracha later between Yishtabach and Yotzeror. Or if it's still too early before Mishiachir, it'll be Miachir another win and a two later. So you say after Tachnon, you'll say the bracha on the Talisman film. So what happens? He put it on the Talisman film before Mishiachir. He finished davening. And he forgot all about it, never said the bracha, took off the talisman film. So if he waits till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, of course it's too late to say the bracha. It doesn't mean late. He's rolling up the tefillin now and he realized I forgot to say a bracha. He's taking off the talisman and he realizes now, soon after doing the mitzvah, he forgot to say the bracha. So that's a machloik is the Rambam and the Orz HaRuah. So the Orz HaRuah has arrived from the last Mishnah in Pesachim that you may say a bracha even lachem asiyosim if it's soon after. And the Rambam holds no, masha nasa kvar nasa fafam. Once you already did the mitzvah, you can't say a bracha later. Let's say, I remember once I was at a wedding, so the Masada Kiddushin was the grandfather of the chassan. The grandfather of the chassan, he was in his 80s. And he had been Masadik Kiddushin so many times, he knew everything by heart. But because it was maybe it was his first grandson getting married, I don't know, it was his grandchild, he was so excited, so he forgot. And he had the chosen say, give the ring, say, Hare Mekodeshes. He forgot to say the Birchas Harrison before. So what's the din? Are you able to say Birchas Harrison? So someone ran up and they told him, you forgot to say the Birchas Harrison. It was his grandson's wedding, he forgot. So the Rambam says far foul. If you didn't say the bracha, the Rambam holds that bichas erisin is a bichas hamitzvah. Kol hamitzvah kul mevarach aleihem over lasiyasam before, immediately before over. You have to say the bracha immediately before. And if you already gave the kiddushin, far foul. Mashanasa kvanasa. You don't never say a bracha achar asiyasam. And the Orz HaRuah says not so. It's a shaila how we passed. So there the Rambam. The Ramah says there, if you have a behemoth that's in a fula, fell down a flight of stairs, and it's a suffix trefa, and we say you don't say a bracha on shchitas trefa, even though the shchit is chal to be metam de nevela. So the Ramah says, you do the shchita b'li bracha, you check, and if it turns out that it's a ksheva, then you say the bracha later. So that's the question, is that because the Ramah paskens like the Orz HaRuah, that you can always say b'li but you can always say a bracha l'achar asiyasam? That's a machlokes and achrayim there in Simon Yotes. What did the Ramah mean? So that's what some say. Those the Ramah obviously paskens like the Orz HaRuah, and the others say no, because the Gemara says that there are some exceptions to the rule where you do say the bracha l'achar asiyosim. So one exception to the rule is a ger. A ger already had a bris milah and now he's tovel in the mikveh, so he really ought to say a bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvah sabitivanu ala tefila. But he can't say the bracha over lasiyasim before he's tovel in the mikveh, because he can't say kedushanim b'mitzvos u'tzivanim. He's not Jewish yet, so tovel the olah after he comes out of the mikveh. Then he says the bracha ala tefila. Aye, but he can never say a bracha l'achar lasiyasim even b'di'evet. Then the answer is you have no choice over there. The chachamim weren't able to make the takana that he should recite the bracha over lasiyasim. They made a takana, he should say the bracha l'achar asiyasim. Same thing the Gemara says, this is in Psochem, Davov. Same thing, Dav Zayin. So the Gemara said the same, Dav Zayin, I think. The Gemara said the same is true regarding Al Netilas Lulav. The Gemara says you can't say the bracha over asiyasim because that'll be over the over, that'll be too far in advance. Well, you should say the bracha before he picks up the Lulav and the Esrig. That's over the over. After he picks it up, he's already mid agbe nafekbe. He's yotzi already. So it's already lachar asiyosim. So the Gemara says, since you have no choice, you know other way. So kach tikna chachamim in the first place and say the bracha lachar asiyosim. That's how the Gemara says. The Bali Atesis outsmarted the Gemara. That's what the Balamora there makes fun of the Bali Atesis. The Bali Atesis outsmarted the Gemara. They figured out a way. Hold that dalid minim, hold the esrog upside down. Hold the dalid minim in the wrong hand and then switch hands. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel says. The afche, the afchua. We learned afchua means you hold the esrog upside down. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the Magen Avraham quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Afchua means you have to hold the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. If you're a righty, because the lulav has 3/4 of the mitzvah and the esrog has only 1/4 of the mitzvah. So you hold the lulav in the right hand is more important should always hold whatever you say bracha on the right hand. But if you need two hands, so then whatever is the more important of the two, the lulav has three quarters of the mitzvah. So you hold that in the right hand. So Rabbeinu Chananel holds it, that's mi'akeh b'di'evad. If you hold the lulav in the left hand, the eskim in the right hand, you're not yotzei. So some svardim have that practice. Some kehilas, svardishe kehilas, they have the practice. They hold the lulav in the left hand, the eskim in the right hand, they say the bracha. Then they switch hands. That's how they learn the afchei. They do it backwards. Or Taisus has another suggestion. Hold the lulav in the eskim properly, correctly, but have in mind kavanah shel olotzeis. You have kavanah shel olotzeis. So we assume, like most of the rishonim, that you're not yotzei bal korch. Some rishonim say, even the Beis Yosef quotes an opinion from the rishonim that even kavanah shel olotzeis, if you hold mitzvahs and tzichas kavanah, even kavanah shel olotzeis are also yotzei. But the rov rishonim hold not so. You have kavanah shel olotzeis, then for sure you're not yotzei. Even if you hold them usually mitzvahs and tzichas kavanah, then kavanah hafeches, for sure you're not yotzei. So that's what the Balamor makes fun of the Balei HaTosfos. They outsmarted the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no way to recite the bracha oivel asiyosam by lulav. You have no choice. They have to say the bracha lachar asiyosam. But that's what some achrayim explain in the Psak HaRamah. If the beim is in a fulos, I know in advance that it's a suffix treifa. So I have no choice. I can't say the bracha oivel asiyosam. So the kiyai governance like tefilas hager, that the ger says the bracha ala tefila. Or the same as by Natilas Lulav, that's what you got to say. Lachar Asiyosam. Yeah, okay, so getting back over here, how do we go so far away? We're talking about here. So the Rav Chisda is giving the answer to the stira. The Gemara is going to say we're going to back out from Rav Chisda. We're going to pass kind of against Rav Chisda. On Rav Chisda, the Reisha, the whole thing is a chumer, that the Chol of HaKonus became as Tfilich, the Chol of HaKevas is Kiguf. Is kigufa. The whole thing is a wild chumrah with the rabbanon. So by nedela mamish, and never had a shchit at all. So then they were machman. They were koyach on the beilus. But in the sefer, by shchit as treifa shenishchato, it had a shchit, and the shchit is takachal and tarmidei nevela. The shchit was chal. So it's not as despicable. It's not as awful looking. It's not so ma'us. Hocha ikir shchita. By shchit as treifa, it had a shchita. It was matam de nevelis. It's still an issa deraisa. It's still a lav, but it's not so big. So the chachamim were only machmir on kevas nevela. They were never machmir on kevas shchuta. So Rav is not happy with Rav Chisda's word. Amalei Rav, how can it be? But lav called the kainu. Isn't it kolshken? Isn't it kavachaymu? Madach nevela dimi issa. It's disgusting. No one wants to eat. No Jew wants to eat nevela. And therefore, the Yishar is like Keva, so if you'll allow him to eat the Keva, because the milk and the Keva is only Konos b'meyeha, l'yasa l'meyecha m'nei, it's not going to mislead him. You only have a right to make a Gzera d'Rabbana and Shem b'yavu d'Aver. It's based on all the Gzera's d'Rabbana, based on the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk, in Pasha Zachrimos, u'shmatem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. That's the Gemara's understanding. And Yivam is Dav Chafalov, the Gemara has that Russia, and that's what the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is based on. Says Moshe Kibbutz Tarmisina, they gave it to an Anshe Knesset that hey Mama Shlosh Advarim. So one of the policies that they said was Asus Yad Latera, and that's why we mentioned many times the Balatanya says most of the Gzeres Derabbanan were made during the Baishen period. Very few existed in Baishvish. It gives a whole Kabbalistic explanation why they need Gzeres more so in the Baishen than in the earlier generation. So the whole reason to make Gzera d'Rabbanan that the Chol of Shebekeva is Kigufa because of Gzera. So what are you afraid? We don't allow you to drink the Chol of Shebekeva's Nevela, even though Nevela meat to all the Jews is Ma'us Mi'od. They never had a Shechita. So it's far-fetched that any Jew is going to want to eat Nevela. But still they made Gzera. You're not allowed to eat the Chol of Shebekeva, Gzera Otu, the Basar. So by Trefa, Amit, it's really there's a very slim chashash, very slight chashash that'll go and eat nevela because the nevela is misa. Still, amit loy, he said there's a gzera the rabban. The opening line of the Mishnah not allowed either because he say kevasa kigufa. The cholav shebekeva is considered kigufa. So treifa shchuta. The yishar is if you'll allow them to drink to use the milk to make it to be mamid cheese. It's not so ma'us. The koshken should certainly make gzera derabanan. How can you say they only made gzera by the nevela, which is mochomer, but by the treifa is less chomer, so they never made gzera. If I can, the right to make gzera based on nishmata mes nishmati, how much of a chashash is there that people it's going to lead to an aver. So if it's a milsad l'shchicha, it's far fetched chashash. You have no right to make gzera derabanan. So that's where Rabbi Tain is. Adarab, if I cared, by Nevela, it's a Musad Lashchicha. There shouldn't be a Gzerah. And nonetheless, he made a Gzerah. So by Trefa, there's a bigger Chashash. It's not as modest as Trefa. Elam Rabbi Yechan, somebody came from the Rabbi Yechan, he gave a different answer. Loi kasha, the steer between the Reish and the Sefer is absolutely a skankon chazor kanach chazor. The first line in the Mishnah goes according to the haschola of the Mishnah in Abodah Zarah Chavetz that kevasa kigufa midirabbanan. I treat not only the limbs of the animal, not only the karnayim basi. What is it? Given batzamis karnayim atlofim when machmir midirabbanan treated like basar. Even the cave is also kigufa. Even the cave. Even the cave is also the karnayim given and tlofim for sure that's attached to the animal that for sure should be with the rabbanan dina kibbutz and even the cave also. In the Mishnah that says no konus b'meyero in the last line says, when the Mishnah in Abu Dizarah, Rabbi Yehuda al-Nasi had floating around a whole bunch of brises, so he decided which brises should be canonized, which should be included in the official text of the Mishnahs that used to be recited by Peh. Most of the Achreinim and most of the history books of Sunni, even after Rabbi Yehuda al-Nasi edited the Mishnahs and he canonized what should be learned as Mishnahs, They still didn't write it down. It wasn't written down. Torah Shabbat was not written down till the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi. And then Rabbeinu Ravashi edited the Talmud Bavli. That was not written down till generations later in the days of the Gaonim. And then there was a big machlokes whether they should write down the Talmud Bavli. They finally did. But so Rebbe is the one who edited the Mishnayos. So this, the first Mishnah, he left in. Mishnah Lezazimem Kaima, he wanted to retain that line in the Mishnah. You should know that used to be a Mishnah Rishayna. At one time in the days of the earlier Tanaim, they used to have this Chumra mid Rabbanon that Kevasa Kigufa. And the later generations, they reversed themselves, Lacha Chazara. So in the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, he tells you who the names of the people were and when they backed out and why they backed out. Why they backed out? Because the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, Misha Daita Yofa, would eat the Kevas Ola. And there was no chumra mid the rabbanon that kevasa kigufa should be an isa meila mid the rabbanon. So after they backed out, then they wrote the last line in the Mishnah that the cholov is only konis b'meya, it's not kevasa kigufa. So that's what we assume. Mishnah is also okay. So bottom line, how do we pass? Like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Amar Abchia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Different Amorim came from Eretz Israel, and they're saying things in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So what does he say? Ma'amidim b'kevas nevelos, because we pass like the Mishnah Achreina. We're not passing like Kodim Chazor, we're passing like Lacha Chazor. So the Kevas Nevela is Mutter, not like the Reisha Kevas and Kigufa. However, they might mean in the Kevas Shchita Sabe Kacham. If a Nochri Shechs an animal, so Shchita Sakam Nevela, Ometame Bemasa. So you're not allowed to be Mamid, you're not allowed to take Kevas Shchita Sakam and use that milk, the Cholim Shabikeva, to be Mamid. So why not? He just said Kevas Nevela is mutter to be mamun. So why is Kevas Shchita Sakam is Nevela? Should be exactly the same. I'm not going to Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. So the Amor who comes and tells Abba this story. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba asked him a question. Come on, Rabbi Blazer. You must be thinking like Rabbi Blazer, the Tana Rabbi Blazer. The Amor, his opinion is in the second parak. We didn't get to it yet. Stamach Sheva Sakam, Abba, just go home. If you have a Nochri who's in the days of the Tanaim in Eretz Yisrael, the Nachim were Oduk in Avodah Zarah. They used to be so involved in Avodah Zarah. Whenever they would shecht an animal, you have to be concerned. Maybe they shechted it l'shem tegrubis, and it's also b'hanoah. We don't paskin like that. We paskin shechita sakim nevela. Nevela means also b'achila muta b'hanoah. If you would have held like Rabbi Lezer, the Tana Rabbi Lezer would have said shechita sakim is not only nevela, it's also b'hanoah because it's a sofik tegrubis. we pass not even on a suffix to Kruv. Unless he's a galach. Okay. If he's mamish a kaimer, so that's a different story. If he's a galach for Avodah Zarah, but plain Nochri was involved in Avodah Zarah, we don't hold like that. So he says, to say, Kevas Nevela, we don't pass like the Reisha. We don't pass like the first line. Okay, b'shchita sakum is mochomer. Why is it mochomer? Only keman kerbleiz dam stamach shev sakum. A nochri who worships Avodah Zarah, we assume stama. He may have had in mind the shem tekruvus l'avodas kachom, and that's why it's also b'ano. So that's what he asks him. The din you're saying over, chia barabi said over, then Rabbi Yechanan, you must be assuming, like the Tana Rabbi Leizer, the stamach shev sakum l'avodas zarah. So he says, ol keman vajidden. Of course. Obviously, it's self-explanatory. Of course, Rabbi Yechanan said it because he's concerned that the din should be like Rabbi Eliezer, that it should be a suffix, maybe it's the kruvus. So that's what who said, that's what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba came from Eretz of the Bubba, he said that. Ki also Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, when another Amora came from Eretz of the Bubba, Rabbi Yechanan, he says, and then Rabbi Yechanan not so. He says, Rabbi Yechanan said there's such an opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, but we don't pass like that. That not only is kevasa not kigufa by nevela, it's exactly the same din by shchita sakum, because we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Shelo lochesh ledi Rabbi Eliezer. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. It's not even a suffix. You don't have to consider it even a suffix. Vilchus, how do we pass on bottom line and these all the different opinions? Or kevas nevela. Or the or is basar. The or is mamish basar. So you're not allowed to use Bisar Nevela to be mam. So we explained yesterday that Ketshuva says understood that the flesh of the animal doesn't do the hamad, it's the enzyme. And the enzyme was developed before milk. Once the animal is dead, it doesn't, all the natural processes cease to function. So it's not producing any enzymes. I'll be patched this. It may produce a little bit, but it's probably going to be when it first dies, a few seconds, maybe a minute or two. But the enzymes that it produced soon after death are not called yetzimen atamitam. It's bottled bereif. It has other enzymes there that will produce mechaim. So whatever comes out after death, it's not called yetzimen haserasa. So he says, "Hilchos Harav Paskin, Eimad Midim Be'or Kevis Nevela, because that's the or is Basar, and that's Nevela. So Dabra Mamid is Asa. Eimad Midim Be'or Kevis Nevela. Nevela is Mutabahna. It's not that it's an Isa, no, but it's a Dabra Mamid. Yeah, we hold Dabra Mamid not like the Mashal. Mashal holds Givina Sakman the Asa because of the reason Mamidim, but it's not because it's a universal din of." Mamid is a loy bottle. No, there is no such thing. It's a chumer midirabban, a kedelus rachik ben adachum. But this gemara is against the marshal. We don't pass on like the marshal. Ein ma'abidim b'or kevis nevela. Aber ma'abidim b'keva, but b'kevis nevela means the cholab shebekeva is ma'abidim. B'kevis shchita sabkecham also ma'abidim. Why? Because loy chashin, shelo lochish de rab leza, the stam machsheva sakum could be l'shem tikruvis l'shem abedizar. Well, the kevus ksheresh yonkam now is a new story. Well, the kevus ksheresh yonkam in hatreifa, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. The top line on our daf, kufta zayin on the base, ksheresh yonkam in hatreifa, kevasa asura, because the cholav, the kshera, the little calf drank the milk from the treifa, so the milk is kones b'meyahu. It's non kosher milk, asura. So in parentheses, there are different gears, but you do have, you don't have. So they, according to this parenthesis, the kevas ksheresh yonkam atreifa is also mutter. How could it be mutter? The answer is the Mishnah is assuming that the cholav shebekeva is not pirsha bi'alma, that it's roi lachila. So we don't paskin like that either. We paskin kevas ksheresh yonkam atreifa is pirsha bi'alma. When it sits for a while in the stomach and the enzymes do a job on it, so it makes it nifsal ma'achilu sodam, this ma'achilu sodam, so it turns into heter gomer. Mutter, anyway, la'achilu sodam is a mutter legamer. Because she came to keva streifa sheyonkam in akshera, that for sure is mutter. The Mishnah gives the reason why. My time, on the last one, keva streifa sheyonkam in akshera, that the Mishnah says why? Because konis ma'meyahu. The reason what it says here in the brackets, that it says pirsha bi'alma, that's the reason for the previous din. Sheva Sheyankam and Atrefa, the first thing in the parentheses. Why Sheva Sheyankam and Atrefa? That the Chavos Shabikevi, the Mishnah says, is Zasser. So the parenthesis says, we don't pass like the Mishnah, we pass on that Tzmuta, because Pirsha B'Alma, because the enzyme did a job and made it Nifsal Me'achil. So that's what the Tosfos points out in Yerideh. There are three different opinions, Halacha L'mais. Some don't have this gears. So Halacha L'mais, there are three opinions. So one opinion is, even Chalab Atzalu should be Kevo, is Pirsha B'Alma. The other opinion is, there have been Tom in the bottom Tosfos here, that Chalab Atzalu, if it didn't congeal yet, didn't turn into cheese yet, in other words, the calf drank milk and nashechted it right away. It didn't have a chance for the enzymes to do a job. Nashechted it right after they drank the milk. So that milk is not pirsha b'yalma. But if it's chalav akarish shebimeyah, that's going to be pirsha b'yalma. And the third opinion is that even chalav, that the no difference between tzolol and karush, that everything is roi l'achila. Three opinions. Both are not roi l'achila, both are roi l'achila, or the Rabbi Natam Shita, that the tzolol is roi l'achila, and pirsha b'alma, that's if it's karush. So these are the dinim. What's the minik? So the Tosfos, kan lacha chazara, says what the minik is. Kan lacha chazara, after they backed out that you don't say that kevasa cholub shebi kevas kigufa, you don't say it like that. Well, if he's there, once kan lacha chazar, they back down, sharya kevas nevela, because there's no such thing that kevasa is kigufa. Ella, however, achshav nago enam hadover le'iser, now the minig is not to vein hokel, so you shouldn't be mekel. The minig is like the original psak, like the Mishnah Rishayna, like akodim chazara, that you treated kevasa kigufam. Then you shouldn't do it. However, but yeah, but if the minig is you don't do it l'chatchil. You shouldn't do l'chatchil. What but yeah, but you're gonna ask for everything. But yeah, but muta. What? I feel l'chatchil is sure. Hech the adin shalay nim l'chabor. If it's nim l'chabiyora, if they salted the chalav shebikeva with the or hakeva, then it's going to be possible chalav. If you cook the or hakeva with the milk, that's possible chalav de raisa. If cooking there for 24 hours, omalech kerasech, you salted it, so then it's going to be possible chalav de rabban. So Tesis says, if you salted it with the milk in it, then it's going to be possible chalav de rabban. Hechad liadina, mshadon nim l'chabiyor. And lo shemuchor adob ha'ochzik ba'isu, yeah. The minig is you don't do, but b'di'evet, there is no minig to ask b'di'evet. Mi hech de nimlocha keva be'oro asur avadim shem basa b'cholav. Yeah, unless you're paskin that the cholav should be keva, it's called pirsha b'yama. Pirsha b'yama, then it doesn't make basa b'cholav. Then there won't be a problem of basa b'cholav. Okay, good. That's the sugya. I realized yesterday, after we finished learning, that the last Mishnah is not really an issue for your day. What does it say? Chama b'chelim and b'dam. Chelim and dam both have karis, but each one has different details. Chama b'chelim and dam, chama b'dam and b'chelim. They were all trying to remember Torah Shabbat Peh. So they had aim bains and they put together all the things, the mnemonic devices to remember. So they have sometimes dam is machab and achelav, sometimes chelav is machab and dam. Where do you find? Chelav and achelav, watch achelav, moyalim bo. If you moyal behegdush, kachim, kachim. If you moyal behegdush, is a din of me'ilah. Usually in kachim kalim, there's no me'ilah. However, the chelav of kachim kalim, Rashi points out, chelav of kachim kalim is dinah, kachim, kachim. Why is kachim kalim and there's no me'ilah? Because it's only me'ilah, nefesh kisim mal. The Rashi and Chumash quotes the drasha with the time Kach Maham Yuchadim Lashem. So Kachi Kachim Kach Maham Yuchadim Lashem. The Chelav of the Kachim Kalim is also Yuchadim Lashem. What are the dinim of Kachi Kachim? If you take it out of the Azara, is Nifsal B'Yotze. So the Emure Kachim Kalim, if you take it out of the Azara, it'll be Nifsal B'Yotze. So you mean we're assuming that it has a din of kachim kachim, but that's only lachas rikas adam. after Zrikas Adam, because before Zrikas Adam, you're not supposed to be mocked to the Emurim. So after Zrikas Adam, then the Emurim are Roy Lahakrova, then it's called Kodesh Hashem, then it becomes Kodesh Gotchman. Then if you'll be Moil in the Chalev, there'll be a din of Me'ila, and the same thing, Chayav Malam Shin Pikol Noiser Tami. If a person eats Pikol, he's Chayav Koris. If a person eats Noiser, he's Chayav Koris. What do you mean, Tami? If a person eats Tami, he's Chayav Koris. No, only if the Tami, Rashi makes it, Rashi is careful. Tami She'ochal Kochim is Chayav Koris. One who eats Kochim Betumas Abbasar is not Chayav Koris. But one who's Tami, who eats Kochim, then is Chayav Koris. So that's what it says, that chaylev, you have a din of me'ila on it, and pikol noiser tamim. Asheni came with dam. Dam, the Gemara is going to quote psukim. You don't have any of these. There's no din of me'ila. There's no pikol noiser tamim. You're not chayv kores. Chayv bedam, what's mocham? Shadam, no, behem chayv yoif. Behem tamim, there's an isa dam with an isa kores. However, chaylev, I don't know, behem tahor bilva. Chaylev abachaya is mutter. How do you know the difference between behem and achaya? So we said, the Gemara says earlier, based on the shape of the horns. And the Shach in Yeridei writes that it's complicated to know. So the minute the Shach used to live in Vilna till the Khmelnytsky riots in 1648, Tach Betat, 1648-1649. So then he ran away. Then he didn't live in Vilna anymore. But for all the years he lived in Vilna, so it says the meaning in Vilna was that they wouldn't eat chelev of a chaya unless we had a tradition, a deer, you know, is a chaya. And other animals that you have to figure out on your own, whether it's a behem or a chaya. So meaning was that they didn't, they wouldn't rely on their own judgment because you may misjudge. Okay, so the rest of the Gemara is going to have to do. But maybe now we from the beginning of the parrot. Beginning of Perik is easy, but waiting 6 hours another dinner rabbanim. So the Perik begins on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Kol Basar Asal Basar B'Cholu Chutz M'Psadog M'Hagol. So together Basar of Chayav the Oaf and Behema everything together. So the Gemara starts off on Kuf Dal and Mina Aleph. The Mashmah is in the Mishnah Oaf Asam Adar Raisa. The Mishnah sounds Kol Basar Asal Basar. It puts everybody in the same boat. Sounds like everything is Adar Raisa. Command the like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva Ham Chayav the Oaf Ein Mina Torah. That's on Kufi Gimel. That's what we started with. Rabbi Kiva holds that Chayav Yov Zomid Derabbanan. So the Gemara says, then the Gemara is going to back out. No, not necessarily correct. Rabashi Yomar, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, past the halfway mark. Rabashi Yomar, no, Kula Rabbi Kiva, Yivacha, Kamal Abbas, also Rabashi B'chol. You're not allowed to cook flesh with the milk. Mehemad Yivatar, Mehemad Yivatar, for him. If it's chayviyah, if it's only bas b'chol of the rabbanon, if it's psar behema, then it'll be a din bas b'chol of the raisim. Chutz mipsar dog machagav shenim lamed nimiter v'lamed dibesef. That's even mutam in the rabbanon. To cook fish with milk is even mutam in the rabbanon. So that's the machlokes. The Gemara started off with the assumption that kol bas also levasha b'chol of means min haTorah, and the loike Rabbi Kiva and the Mishnah is assuming that b'sar oif and b'sar chaya is bas b'chol of the rabbanon. And then Rabashi says he doesn't see. There's no hechrich. Then the Gemara continues. Maybe he'll do this first. Then the Mishnah says, what's the second line in the Mishnah? Also, lahalis in magmina ala shulchan. He now let it put. So the Gemara says, what kind of a shulchan are you talking about? The Gemara says, we're eating food. And you're going to have milchiks and fleshiks on the same table where you're eating. So the person who's eating fleshes has to be careful. He shouldn't eat milchiks. He shouldn't stick his hand in the bowl and take some of the milchiks. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. If it's a shulchan in the kitchen, let's say there's a restaurant, and some people are ordering fleshes, some people are ordering milchiks, and they have different trays there, so that no one's eating in the kitchen. They're preparing the food in the kitchen. They're delivering the fleshes over there, the milchiks over there. So the Gemara said, that's okay. But if it's ala shulchan, asal halos ala shulchan, where you're eating, and one person is eating fleshiks, and then there's cheese on the table, so then there's gzera derabon. So it says that gzera derabon, asal halos ha'ala, is asur shema, the flesh will be balea from the milk, or shema he'll eat them together. It's a gzera otu, shema yavel lechol biyach. Asal halos ha'magvin ala shulchan, chutz b'msadog mechagovim, because that doesn't pose any problem. So the Gemara raises the question, Amar Rav Yosef, here the last five lines on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, there's a Gzera the Rabbanon of Ha'aloe, Shema Mino, you see from that line in the Mishnah, Psarei Pechalab Deraisa. Rashi says, against Rav Ashi, we just read Rav Ashi, the last couple of lines here, right before, a little below the midpoint, on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi said, no, the Mishnah can go like Rabbi Kiva also. Yeah, you can say that on the first line. What about on the second line? So if Bisar Oif Becholav and Bisar Chai is there, I say, so then it makes sense. You make Gzera Ha'ala, Otav Achila. But if you say the Achila Guf is only the Rabbanan, so do you have the right to make Gzera L'Gzera? The Gemara says, you have no right to. So from the fact that they made Gzera, Asa Lahalos, Kala Basa, Asa Lahalos, is a Haichachal from the Mishnah that Chai V'Yif is there, I say. That's what Yesuv says. Rashi explains he's disagreeing with Rav Ashi. The Loki Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "Kol abos also levashel some in atar some in the rabbanan, except for dogma chagam is mutar legamrei." But Rav Yesuv says he can't say like Rav Ashi. He can't say like Rav Ashi because also lahalus goes on. Bisar chayy be'of also. If bisar chayy be'of, the whole Yisra achilu is only rabbanon. How to make gzera halal to achilu? That's Rav Yosef's argument against Rav Ashi. Shema mino from this line in the Mishnah. Bisar pechalav deraisa. This argument that the rabbanon achilu gufa is only a gzera and not gzera halal to achilu. Isn't that our klal? You have no right to make a gzera l'gzera. Yeah, Rashi writes on the first daf in Beitza. This is Beitza daf gimel daf Beis and Beis daf gimel amenal. You have the right to make exera the gzera. So Rashi writes, why? Because the authority of the Chachamim to make exera bichlal is based on that concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachar Moses, Shmatemus Mishmati, which has the connotation, Asum Mishmeres L'Mishmati, V'lom Mishmeres L'Mishmeres. You have no right to make exera Shema if you're concerned that exera has to be Litzorach. And if it's a Fafetch Chasha'a, Shemilsu V'lashchich L'Goz Rabbanah, you have no right to make exer because of a far-fetched chashash. That's what Gemara spoke about. Nevela is me'isa, says a far-fetched chashash. That was on the daf that we just learned. I'm cooked design. If it's a far-fetched chashash, Musa lo shchicha, they have no right to make exer the rabbana, but it's not sufficient tzorach. So what if they're concerned, want to make exer the rabbana because we're concerned someone's going to violate a din the rabbana? That's insufficient tzorach. You have to have a tzorach, a milsa, the shchicha. It has to be a real din deraisa. If you're only worried that someone's going to buy like a din derabbanan, din derabbanan are serious, but it's not as serious as a din deraisa. You have no right to make exer. It is a famous tesis, famous because it's quoted in Yeridea. So tesis writes, minotem edolegas rin exer. Bekama mekarem esama. The Gemara says many times such a lush, equal exer, not nekvinik, exer, exer. It's only with the rabbanan, you have no right to make exer, exer. So one place is here, and one place Perakam B'Dishav. Perakam B'Madlik and Reish Beitza. A lot of places they say Mekama Mekamis. It says you have no right to make Exer L'Exer. And Rashi, the Prima Gaon, points out that Rashi that we quoted before, Mishmatemis Mishmati, Asu Mishmeres Mishmati, Vana Mishmeres. The Mishmeres. So the Prima Gaon points out the Rambam and the other Rishonim say that there's a question. How did the Chacham have a right to make an exer the Rabbana? Why is it not a violation of Baal Tesef? So the Rambam says the answer is the Torah authorized them. It says, Ishmaatamis Mishmati. Whenever the Torah didn't authorize them, they're going to make exer the exera. Then the Bezna who makes exer the exera would be a violation of Baal Tesef because they were never authorized by the Torah. So that's an Isser. Not only that it's insufficient cause, not enough reason to make exera. If you made exera, you'll be in violation of Baal Tesef. So Tesef says that's on the one hand. And then Tesef continues, the Hocha Bina Lasui Raili and Xera da Halo Ato Achila. Right. The Gemara talks about Xera. The Yesh comes in other places, the Gazrina Xera Lixera. A lot of times the Gemara does make Xera Lixera. Leichashina. And the Gemara asks, it's Xera Lixera. The Gemara says, Kulachot Xeri. What do you mean, Kulachad Gzeri? When they made the first Gzeri, they saw in advance. that is going to be a problem. The first gzera was made because of a real concern, but then they were afraid it's not going to last because the whole thing is going to fall apart. So milchatchila, when they introduced the first gzera, made a big gzera, and they included even gzera l'gzera. Kulachad gzera here. If the whole big fat gzera was made by basachas, then you do make gzera l'gzera. So what's the rule? How do you know? So Tosis says, "V'ein ledamis gzeres chamzu lezul b'mekam shashas medam." We don't know what the rule is. We don't know what the rule is. Sometimes you say kulucha digzeri. Sometimes you say no. You have no right to make gzeru digzer. The shach in the Nekudas Akesev on Yerideya has a comment on the Taz. The Taz points out like this: chicken and milk is only basa b'chalav derabbanan. And kavish ke mevushal is only basa b'chalav derabbanan. So if you have chicken, let's say I'll have chicken in a meal together with milk. So it's not even cooked together. If the chicken would have been cooked with the milk, so that's exera, b'sar raifot, b'sar behen. But it wasn't even cooked with the milk. I'm eating it in the same meal. So to eat a sandwich of chicken and cheese together, so the Taz writes basically that it's mutter, because it's exera l'exera. So the Shach says, what's he talking about? He quotes an often in Gemara. Everybody knows you can't drink milk when you're eating chicken. So he quotes this Tosfos. We don't know what the rule is. We don't know. Sometimes it didn't make zera l'gzera. A lot of Achrayim give a different answer. A lot of Achrayim give, Rabbi Kivega has this in the Tshuva, the Mishnah Brura quotes verbatim from the Tshuva, but he doesn't tell you that he's quoting Rabbi Kivega's Tshuva because he doesn't want you to look it up because Rabbi Kivega does have a kula at the end of the day. Rabbi Kivega is discussing the din is achayna se'asatzmai. There's a prohibition of haitzah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry, things in your pocket on Shabbos. What if I carry a child who's able to walk? So minatori is the achayna se'asatzmai, and it's only any said the rabban. If you carry a little baby, an infant who can't even crawl, can't move at all, that's like kufus. That's like you're tying a person who's tied up. Or you carry a chayla who's so sick he can't walk on his own, but then you don't say achayna se'asatzmai. If the baby is able to crawl, but he can't walk on 2 feet, so that's a machlokes satanoim. But achayna se'asatzmai only applies to people. If you carry a person who walks on 2 feet, or even applies to animals who walk on all four. When the baby crawls on the 2 hands and the 2 feet, but he's not old enough to walk on his 2 feet, so that's the same as a behemoth walking on all four. So that's a machlokes satanoim. So there's a din midrabbanan, even though the baby can walk on his 2 feet, we say, achayna se'asatzmai is mutter minatari, carry midrabbanan, you're not allowed to. And then there's a din karmelis, minatari, you're allowed to carry in a karmelis, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. So what about to carry a child who's really able to walk on his own, but the parents will want to carry the child. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva about that. So the end of the tshuva, he's mekel. The end of the tshuva, he's mekel. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the kula. So he quotes verbatim from Rabbi Kivega, but he doesn't tell you that he's quoting Rabbi Kivega's tshuva. He quotes the first part of Rabbi Kivega where he argues against it. Rabbi Kivega first says like this, is it, Rabbi Kivega has it in the tshuva, and the Nesivus also has a collection of tshuvas that's called Nachlas Yaakov. This is not in one of the tshuvas of the Nesivus. Later in the Nachlas Yaakov tshuvas, the tshuvas by his grandson. So this is one of the grandson's tshuvas. And the Sfasemis lived just 100 years ago. Rabbi Kivega lived 200 years ago. So the Sfasemis has it also on the first parak of Masechus Shabbos. So all three, maybe other Acharein and Mosa, I don't remember, all three have the following distinction. There's a difference between a terei d'rabbanan and a gzera l'gzera. Take, for example, b'sar oif b'cholav, we paskan against Rabbi Yosef Glili. They made a gzera d'rabbanan. We paskan, it's only d'rabbanan. They made a gzera d'rabbanan, otu b'sar b'hema. Then they made a separate gzera d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to eat bas and cholav in the same meal, a gzera otu if they're mevushal together. So, to eat it together, kavish ke mevushal melech kereseach is not derech bishul. That's gzera otu mevushal, and chicken is gzera otu basar. So that's not called gzera l'gzera. That's called the trei d'rabbanan. That's like a shvus de shvus. Take for example, we Ramban is Dech and Shabbos. The meal is mana. Even Machshiri Mili is permitted to carry the knife in the street.
Rebbe, you're on mute.
Can people hear me now?
Now we can hear again.
Okay, we're back in business. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like Reb Lezer. We pass only the milas, decha shabbos, machshir mila, and not decha shabbos. You're not allowed to carry the knife. So what if they ask a nochri to carry the knife? A mila yakum is not allowed. What if I ask a nochri to carry in a karmelis? So that's a double the rabbanon. A mila the nochri. And it's only a Carmelist, so it's only a Chatzus Sheni Morevis. But that's a Gemara in Erevin, that if it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz Pamaka Milo, then it's Mutter. So Tesis in Gittin, and Daf Ches, I forgot on the base, I think. So Tesis has two opinions. That cool, the Shvuz Pamaka Milo is only Mutter Pamaka Milo because Milo is so Chomer. Milo Bisman is Dech and Shabbos. So that's why we make all Shvuz the Shvuz. And maybe we should say that Shvuz the Shvuz is always Mutter Pamaka Mitzvah, not only Milo, which is so Chomer. So there's two opinions in Tosfos. The accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that the shvuz is mutter, but makam mitzvah. The shvuz is always mutter. Then there's a further machloek, some achrayim from 150 years ago, some achrayim thought the shvuz is only mutter, but makam mitzvah, if it's amir liyakam ana derabbanan. What if I myself will do something, not al yidei akam, I'll do something that's only derabbanan for two reasons. It's only there are two reasons why it's not their isa. It's mutam and atara because of two accounts. I'll do an isa derabon and I'll do shinui. It's a double derabon, but one of them is not amil. So some achranim held shvus the shvus mamakam mitzvah is only mutam if one of them is amir liyakum. If neither is amir liyakum, then it's not mutam. We don't really pass like that. Chamavadi has a tshuva. He quotes that this notion that the recent achranim from 150 years ago came up with is against the rishon. Rishonim said the feirish. Shuz the shuz makam mitzvah is mutter, even if one of them is not amir liyakum. So the question begs itself: why is shuz the shuz only mutter b'makam mitzvah? After the shalom makam mitzvah, shuz the shuz exera l'exer. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger and then Nesivus's grandson and the Sfasemes and the Pnei Shua. I forgot Pnei Shua also in the first Perek and Shabbos has it the same as the Sfasem. Pnei Shua was before Sfasemes was 100 years ago. Pnei Shua was 200 years ago. The 1700s, over 200 years ago. So they all say, Eirel Exer is not the same as Shvuz the Shvuz. Shvuz the Shvuz means you have two Derabbanans combined. So if it's Shvuz the Shvuz, not all Dirim Derabbanan on the same level. So if something is only based on Usr, based on a combination of two Xeris Derabbanan, that's a Shvuz the Shvuz. So it's a weaker resource of a Makam Mitzvah Yemekel. But Gzera means whenever you make Gzera Derabanan, you have to have a cause. You have to have a serious consideration. What are you concerned that people are going to violate? What are you choshish about? So we say, if you're concerned, Milsad Lashkicha, insufficient cause. If you're concerned that people are going to violate a Din Derabanan, insufficient cause. Even if it's a Milsad Lashkicha. But what if I have two different Gzeras? Each one was made because of a good concern. Chicken, they would don chicken as dinik basa because of a shem yochal basa b'cholof, and they made a gzera that to eat flesh and milk in the same meal as aser gzera shem will cook them together. Now you have a combination of both: it's chicken or the flesh, and it's eating in the same meal or the mevushal. That's not a gzera. It's not that we're concerned they'll violate the rabban. That's a shvus. That's it's a gzera u'gzera. Two different din in the rabban. So that's not really a zeru l'gzeir. The whole discussion of zeru l'gzeir is only if the motivation to make the second zeru was the whole concern is someone may violate an issur d'rabbanan. So that's insufficient cause. That's what we learn after the pasuk. And each one is made because of a chashash deraisa. So that's a shvus de shvus. Yeah, that's the pashtus. Is the shachin, the dogma of Vava, are we off again? Are we on? We're on? The shachin, the dogma of Vava, we're on? Am I muted again?
No, we can hear.
Can people hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear.
Okay. Yeah. So the pashtus is when the shach came to disagree with the Taz, that the Taz said, you're allowed to have milk if it wasn't cooked with the meat, because it should have been xera. He didn't have to quote Arthur. Arthur's talking about cases where it is xera l'xera, Tosis in the Kursa Kursa. Should have just said that a trade the rabbanon. Trade the rabbanon is not the same as a gzera l'gzera. There's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah we spoke about in Hilchos Sukkah. If you have, if you're mamid the schach pasul, so there's a chum in Shulchan Aruch. We really make it then we paskin that mamid is not a problem. But there's a chum, some rishonim mamachmer like that Tana in the second parak in Sukkah. That if you're mamid the schach kosher with schach pasul, so you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. So what if the whole schach pasul that you're using to be mamid is only pasul with the rabban? Let's say shivrei kelim had a wooden kli, so davar makabel tume is no good for schach. In order to be kosher, the schach has to be gedulei karka, tolush, and any makabel tume. So if it's a wooden kli, it's makabel tume. What if the wooden kli is meshed? So now it's tolush. It's gidul the karkatolish, right? Makabel tumah, it broke. So minatara, it's good. But because it used to be makabel tumah, even though now it's broken, it's no longer makabel tumah. So they made exer the rabbanon. You're not allowed to misachach b'shivrei kelim, shema yisachach b'kelim mamish. So what if you have shivrei kelim, I've been mamid b'schach kosher. So mamid itself is only exer the rabbanon. And shivrei kelim is only exer the rabbanon. So is that also, is that possible to be mis... to put schach kosher in the mamid is going to be shivrei kelim. So there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, a few pages apart from each other, both in Hilchos Sukkah, a few pages apart from each other. And it's a machlokes achrayim. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about this, and he says, he looked in the Rishayim, and the only Rishon he found, I think, was the Ritva. The Ritva says, Lahakel. So he says, the whole issue is a deal in achrayim, and the only Rishon that talks about it says, Lahakel. So he says, no, so we can leave it Lahakel. Says Lahakam. So the truth of the matter is, it really shouldn't be a gzer l'gzer. That should be like a shvuz the shvuz. That should be a trade rabban. Trade rabban usually is also, except a makam mitzvah, if you have no choice. But if it's shalom a makam mitzvah, then we usually assume that trade rabban is also baser, but it's not as chomer as a chad rabban. It's a little more kal. So a makam mitzvah, we would be mikvah. So again, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisam, the bottom of Kuv Dalem, it must be that Sarah is their Raisa, because the Mishnah says, Osa lahalas ala shulchan sha'ech alala, because the Gzeira may be Heli, but if the eating itself, Achila is only with the Rabbanan, these are good atach, the Rabbanan, Achila Gufa is only a Gzeira, and not Nekmanig, Gzeira, Gzeira. You know, Tamid de la Gazrina, how do you know where is there a mark in Mishnah that you have no right to make Exeru de Exeru? Because this not. Yeah. We have a Mishnah that says, yeah, this not. We have, where is a Mishnah? Chala. Okay. Mishnah says, Chala schutz lords. Chala in Eretz Yisrael used to be a din deraisa. The Gemara says in Ksubas Chabes, that his man by Yusheni, there was a lack of Bias Kulchem. When he came back after the 7 years of Golis Bogol, a very small percentage of Jews came back, way less than 50%. An insignificant number, 44,000 would change or something. So the Gemara says in Ksuvas Daf Chabeis, Chabab Zman Bay Sheni was only the Rabbanan in Eretz Elbuf. And in Chutz Loretz, it says, Chal is one in the midst of the Baretz. So chal b'chutz is only the Rabbanon. Kedesh lo tishtakach mitzvus chal. Chal in Eretz Yisrael itself is only the Rabbanon. So chal b'chutz say it's only the Rabbanon, not the Rabbanon. It's double the Rabbanon. So that's why Tosfos quotes this big, gigantic Tosfos. Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Pchoros Daf Chav Zayin Beis. The Gemara has a whole bunch of kulis. Chal b'chutz lo. One of them is the famous kul b'ech b'haylech v'achkach mafrish. If you have cake or cookies or bread and chutzlords and you weren't mafrish challah, so if it's an Eretz Yisrael tzinis, it's a devil. You're not allowed to eat until you're mafrish challah in advance before you eat. The chutzlords, you're permitted to eat echa b'helach all you want. Leave over a little bit at the end, and then you can be mafrish at the end. Echa b'helach, v'lach y'afrish l'achreina. Challah's Eretz Yisrael, you can't do that. So there are more coolers there. Another cool is challah's chutzlords only may be eaten by a kohen. You have to be tahor. So we're only machmer by tumah yotza al migufa. If he's a balkari, if he's a zav, but if he went to a funeral, he has a tumah meis, has a tumas meis. So he's in Eretz Yisrael with real challah. Even zman is a challah. Eretz Yisrael is only with the rabbanan, but it's a mitzvah kli bar. It's a then any tummy is not ladi. It's permissible for a coin tummy to eat if it's only tumas mago. If it's a tumah yotza al migufa, it developed in his body. He's a metzora. We don't have mitzvah, even if a person has all the same money, but until a kohen declares him as a tamei, he's tohar. So mitzvah we don't have. We don't have kohanim declaring anybody as a mitzvah. We have a balkari is common. One is married, he's going to be a balkari. And a person is a zav, right? If a person has a disease, he'll be a zav. So a zav and a balkari and a mitzvah, yoledes, by name, yoledes, a nida, a zav, that's tumah yotzal migruf. Yeah, where do you have on the level of the rice? It's called the tikkun abonim kein the rice tikkun. Where do you have on the level of the rice a difference between tuma yotza and migufay as basit tumas magas? We have a difference. A tummy is not permitted to enter into the harabayis, to enter into the azora. All tameim are prohibited, even tummy meis. To enter into the harabayis is prohibited menatara only if you have a tuma yotza and migufay. If you have a tumas meis or any other tumas mago. It's mutter to go the whole harabais. Mid the rabbanon, they divided harabais into different sections, and they made chumers mid the rabbanon. But on the level of the raisa, only a tuma yotza lemigufa is also attentive into the harabais. Where else do you have a difference between on the level of the raisa between tuma yotza lemigufa and tuma smaga? You have a difference when you get to taisu shita. The Rambam doesn't agree. Taisu shita when you get to pesach haba betuma. When you say tumah is mutter b'tzibur, it means a korban shez mana kavua, not that much b'tzibur b'yachid. A korban shez mana kavua is derech tumah, derech shabbos, derech tumah. So it's only Tosfos claims only derech tumah tumas maga. But if it's a tumah hayotza al migufay, then it's not mutter. The Rambam holds that it doesn't even apply to all tumas maga, only tumas meis. That's what the Nitzit points at. The Rambam sheet that people forgot about that Rambam. The Tosfos is so popular that everybody knows in Tosfos, that whenever you have tumah is mutter b'tzibur, akorbish is manakvua, so you only matter all tumah smaga, but you're not mekel on tumah yasavu. So on the din of Rabbanon, of eating chalas chuslaritz, a koyin tummy, if he only has tumah smaga, may eat it, but if he has a tumah yasavu, he may not eat it. Called the tikkun Rabbanon, came the raisa, tikkun was on the level of the raisa, we know that there are differences between tumah smaga and tumah yasavu. So again, so the Gemara is going to prove. Rav Yosef is going to prove Mino Yadinan, Mino Tema. Where do we pick up this idea from? Where do you see it in the Mishnah? Is that you don't have the right to make Xerah? That the Mishnah says in Chala, Chalz Chutz Loretz, Necherles and Mazar al Ashulchan. I'm eating, and the other fellow is I'm not a koi. The other fellow is eating Truma. So we never tell you not allow that. Because just like Lahalas al Ashulchan, I'm going to eat flesh, that I'm going to eat milk, I may by mistake nibble some of his cheese. It means that we're friendly. If you're eating in a restaurant, I don't know who the other guy is, I'm not going to eat his milk. But if we're friendly to brother and a sister, or their chaverim and yeshiva, and one is eating flesh and one is eating milk, so they're not allowed to eat on the same table unless they have a hecker, because they may eat together. So here also, a non-coin will be eating, will be eating on the same table with a kohen who's eating truma. So if they're friendly with each other, then they're gzeira b'kosel lalas b'asim l'chol l'vav l'shulchan. But if it's chal l'schutz l'oritz, n'achilas imanzar l'shulchan, you have no right to make a gzeira of halot v'achilu, because the chila itself is only the Rabbanan. And then another kula b'nitanas l'chacharin sheyutzed, that's a different kula. Rashi quotes the pasuk from Devar Yam to Gemara. Rashi quotes the Gemara that quotes the pasuk from Devar Yam in base, based on a pasuk that says, "Laseis menas, you give a chelik the chov tal l'matnas kula. Whom do you give it to? The kanan l'marzikim mitoras Hashem. You only give it to a kohen who is a talmid chacham who learns. That's what the Gemara is medayik." Marzikim yesh lemanas, lo she'ene marzikim. If they're holding by learning, you give them matas kuna. If they're not into learning, you're not supposed to give them matas kuna. But chalas chutz lord says, so kal is nintenas lechol kain sheyirtzi. You may give it even to a kain who's not so learned. You're not afraid. What's the hoch hashash? You're afraid he may eat it betuma. He may eat it betuma sagup, and he has a tuma yitzel migufoy, or an eretz yisroy. You're not allowed to give to a non-learned kain. Because the Amei Haaretz may violate the din, so you only give it to Mechzikim Vitoris Hashem. So Chalas Chutzlaz, you don't make the Gzer. But that's what Rav Yisus says. You see, from the Mishnah, Chal, you have no right to make Gzer with Gzer. And the Mishnah here says, also Lahalas Al HaShulchan, eating chicken with milk. They say that eating chicken and milk must be a Dideraiz. So that's Rav Yisus. Abai was a Talmud of Rav Yisus. He often disagrees with Rav Yisus, with his Rebbe. Amalei Abai is Abai kindness to his Rebbe. How do you prove from the Mishnah that you have no right to make Gzera l'Gzera? Because Nachelus and Mashulchan, Nachelus and Mazar al Shulchan, you're permitted to eat Chalas Chutz Lartz, and the Kohen is allowed to eat Chalas Chutz Lartz sitting opposite his friend who's a Zar, and you're not afraid that he may give it to him. So you see, you don't make Gzera l'Gzera, because Chalas Chutz only the Rabban. Amalei Abai Bishlevi Yashmina Chalas Chutz Lartz Bo'aretz. If you would have a Mishnah that says somebody has Chalas Chutz Lartz that he brought to Eretz Yisrael, and you're still allowed to eat it in Eretz Yisrael, the kohen is allowed to eat it on the same table with a zar, then you would have a raya. Yikalimizam shum Chalas Chutz Lartz, v'lo yigazrina, then you have a raya. Yikalimishma mina, then it would be good right that you don't make exer exer. El Chutz Lartz, where is he eating? The Mishnah says the kohen is eating Chalas Chutz Lartz. Where is he eating it? He didn't travel to Eretz Yisrael with the Chalas. He's eating the Chalas Chutz Lartz in Chutz Lartz. So what's the concern over there? Even if you would hold, you have a right to make a Gzera L'Gzera, the reason why you don't allow A is because a lead may lead to B, and B may lead to C. And C is an Issa D'Oraisa. Even though A may lead to B, it's only the Rabbanan, but since B may lead to C, C is D'Oraisa, so then maybe you do have a right to make exer exer. But here you're eating, the coin is eating chalas chutz lartz, but chutz lartz. How can it lead to a deraisa? There is no chalas eretz Yisrael in chutz lartz. What are you going to say? Someone brought chalas eretz to chutz lartz? No, it's going to have tumas chutz lartz. Chutz lartz is treated with the rabban like one big cemetery. So karma not allowed to go to chutz lartz. It's not really right. They're not supposed to be there. In chalas eretz, if you bring it to chutz lartz, it'd be nitma with the rabban. So you won't be allowed to eat it. So there is no chashash. That's what Rabbi Itain is. Bishleim, if you would have a Mishnah that says, Yashminan, Chaz Chutz Lartz, Bo'aretz, that he brought it there, it's on your coin, is eating it there, he's allowed to eat on the same table. Oh, Dikalamizim, Shemchalas Oretz, there I said, Veloy Gazrina, then you say, you have, you, Ikalamishma, you can prove your point that you have no right to make Exer or Exer. A may lead to B, and B may lead to C, and C is there, I said. But that's not the case, Aluchutz Lartz. You're talking about chalas chutz lartz, eating in the chutz lartz, mishum talek in the mikzahu. There's no concern. Maybe that's why. You have no proof. Abai wants to delay with the whole thing. He said, how did you prove that you have no right to make exer with exer? Your proof in the Mishnah doesn't prove anything. Avalhocha, but in our Mishnah, he argues, in our Mishnah, if you'll allow people to bring the chicken on the table, I'm eating chicken, he's eating cheese. So if you allow that, that may lead to me eating the chicken and the cheese together, and that may lead me next time to eat meat with the cheese together. Avalacha, but in our Mishnah, you show us a lot of suki of givina on the same table. Next thing you know, A will lead to B, also la suki, also givina, mechal basa b'chal of derais. It may lead ultimately to a nisa derais. Maybe you do have a right to make exams. But then the Gemara still asks Akasha. The Gemara still asks Akasha. Abai says, in our Mishnah, maybe you do have a right to make Zera L'Gzera here. So if it may lead to see, that'll be deraisa. The Gemara said, but in our Mishnah, how can I never lead to a deraisa? They're eating on the table. Everything is tzaynin. I'm eating a cheese sandwich, and he's eating a chicken sandwich. How can it lead for the Gemara? Masklav sheshes on abaye. Where can it lead to a deraisa? So tzaynin, but tzaynin who? The cheese sandwich is cold, and the chicken sandwich is cold. How is it they can't lead to a deraisa? Abaye defends his position. No, zereshem yadav ilchus reser. Maybe he'll bring burning hot food. Maybe they'll bring hot food on the plate. But it's a klisheni. So klisheni ain't a mevashal. Klisheni ain't a mevashal, where the famous din is when you get to Shabbos. Klisheni ain't a mevashal. But it's not only a din. So Tosis asks there in Perikira, the third Perik on Masech Shabbos, why is klisheni ain't a mevashal? If it's burning hot, if it's yatzaleh, it's burning hot. So why is it not mevashal? If it's not burning hot, even if it's a klishen, it's not mevashal. Must be klisheni is burning hot, and it's still ain't mevashal. Why? So Tosfos says in derech bishul bekach. Why? Because when you put the food already, when you put the soup in a klisheni, the dfanus will be roast. You put it into a cold klisheni, so the walls are cold, so they will cool off the soup. So if you want to cook, let's say you have a raw egg, and you put the egg. I have a pot of soup that's burning hot. The fire is off, but the soup is cooked in the pot, so it's a klisheni. If I put a raw egg in the soup and leave it there long enough, and the soup is burning hot, it'll become a hard-boiled egg. It'll get cooked. So why? Because the klisheni will be mevashal. But if I pour it into a klisheni, I pour the soup into a klisheni, tfanis makaros a little bit, then I put the raw egg in, it probably will not succeed in cooking the eggs. Even if you do succeed, it's ain't der bishul bekach, because usually it won't be successful. Ain't der bishul, so there's no malach on Shabbos. And some might have thought mistakenly that should only be a din of Shabbos, because malach is not Shabbos elsewhere. You're only in violation of malach on Shabbos if you do a malach kedarka. If you do a malach kalach hayad in an abnormal fashion, so kalach hayad is only the rabbanon. It won't be any sederaisa. So someone might have thought that klisheni ain't a mevashal. There's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's not true. Here the Gemara says beferish klisheni ain't a mevashal. It's even for basa b'cholov. And the Gemara has the same in Psochim around half mem. So the Gemara says by korban pesach a basham mevushal b'mayim is a lav. If you eat korban pesach mevushal, korban pesach has to be tzliyeh. It has to be broiled. And if you cooked it in a pot with liquid, then it's an easy lava if you. What if you cook the korban pesach and a klisheni? So the Gemara says over there also klisheni ani mevashal. So klisheni ani mevashal was a din in kol atarkula. It's not only a din, unique din only in Hilchos Shabbos, because kalach hayad is lacking malach malshevus. It's the condition that has to be kedarkai is a din in kol atarkula for the definition of bishul. By definition, it's not called bishul. Unless it's kedarka. So that's what the Gemara says. And our Mishnah, it's Gzereshem Yala Bilfis Rishon. Abaye says, Eksar Oif Becholov. You're not allowed to have ala shulchan. You're not allowed to eat chicken if there's milk on the table because you may by mistake eat it. That's only the Rabban and Shema, you'll eat it when it's cooked together. In Shema, you'll eat flesh when it's cooked together. So since A can lead to B, B can lead to C, it may lead to a deraisa. So there you do have a right. Abai Tain is the answer. You maybe do have a right to make exer. We really hold like Rabbi Yosef, you have no right to make. But over here, it did make. So that's what Tosi says. In Adam is gzeris chacham zulazu. But sometimes you do make, you say, kuluchad exeri. Sometimes it did make Zeres the Rabban. Taka, this din, that you're not allowed to also lahalas ala shulchan. Also lahalas ala shulchan, even by chicken. Everybody agrees to that. So the next Mishnah says, no, that's machlikas bisham bishilo. This is one of the unusual cases, but bishilo is the machmir, and bisham is the meiko. The Mishnah has a, oile magvina ala shulchan vena necha. You're not allowed to eat chicken with milk, but to eat it on the table at the same time, you are allowed to do it bisham. It's against the opening Mishnah. The opening Mishnah is like the Bezilu Lamrim, Loi Oyla Bola Nechal. You're not allowed to eat it together with Vasachas. You're not allowed to Oyla Bola Shulchan. It's Exer Halo Ot Vachilo. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Amar Rav Yossi, he makes a comment, Zum Mikula Bishamai, Mechomer Besilo. What is he saying? Halacha Lamaisa. That's what the Tanakhama said. That's what the Gemara asks. Rav Yossi and the Tanakhama. What's the difference? The Gemara says, no. We're just identifying who the Tanakhama is because we learn from the Megillah Sester, but Tam asked on the Melch B'Shem Mordechai, Golem Adov B'Shem Mordechai, maybe Gula La'olam, after you credit to the Bala Memre. You shouldn't lift something from the Pnei Yeshua and stay it in your own name. If you got it for the Pnei Yeshua, say you got it. You got it from the Eretz Samech. Say you got it from the Eretz Samech. You have to say B'Shem Amroi. So here also, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi is the one who said this. This is one of the six cases. The Gemara quotes of Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Amashisha Dvarim, the six things that are in Mikula B'Shem Amroi and Beisil. Yeah, Rashi quotes from the other Gemara there. The more than six cases. Yesh Acher Sarbei. The more cases than six that are Kul. But this is I leave it to Bishamai there. Bishamai holds Zera Lekzera. You don't make Zera Lekzera, so Halo is Mutter. And we sometimes do make Zera Lekzera. But let's see, we left out a little bit of Gemara before the Mishnah. Let's go again. Let's do again from the Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, that the Mishnah says, Kol Basar Asur Levasho B'Cholav. Sounds like everything is Asur Min HaTorah. Rav Ashi says, no. Mehem Diritar Mehem Divisav doesn't necessarily prove anything. Rav Yosef says, no, from the next line, Asur L'Halos. You can tell from the next line that Basar B'Cholav D'Araisa, because otherwise it would be Halo be a Gzer L'Gzer. Yeah, but not necessarily Muchach. Maybe here you do make Gzer L'Gzer. Okay, so let's start again. So the Gemara says on the second line from the top of Kuv Dalet, you see from the opening line in the Mishnah, Ho'of Osem B'Daraisa, sounds like everything is Daraisa. Keman, the Loik Rabbi Akiva, Ika Rabbi Akiva Omar, that's we learned Kuv Yid Gimel, Chai B'Yof Eni Menatar, it's only with the Rabban. Eima, say, for what about the last line, the top line on Ardaf, Anoidem in Habasa. The rule has been a Dorm Halach Achaloshim Neod. Rashi writes on the top Rashi. What did he have in mind? So, in the middle of the Dorim, there are two or three prokim about a person took a letter about this, about that, about the other thing. So, the mission tells you in Loshim Neod, what do those words mean? The Gemara has long discussions over there. What is it in Lashon? The Miri always repeats the same Lashon. It means Bosa Makam of Bosa Zman. In the days of the Tanaim, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, that was a connotation of the usage of that word. Zman is that people speak Hebrew totally differently. Language always develops over the years. And different words in different languages have different meanings and different connotations in different generations in different countries. All languages keep on changing. So the Mishnah is going to say, again, the top line, a person takes a neder not to eat basar. I don't know if he takes a neder not to eat flesh. Could be that flesh in Yiddish only means besar behema. Could be that chicken you don't call flesh. If he takes a neder not to eat fleshix, so I think chicken we do call fleshix. But if he takes a neder not to eat flesh, flesh usually means meat from an animal, not chicken. I think it would be a difference between fleshix and flesh. Anyway, here he says in Hebrew, "Anoid min avosar." So the Mishnah says, "Mutar b'bsar dog machagog." He's permitted to eat fish. Fish is not included in basar, and he's permitted to eat kosher grasshoppers. They're kosher and they're non-kosher grasshoppers. Even if you know which are the kosher grasshoppers, that's not called basar. Fine. So the Gemara said, "But b'sar chay v'yoyf is included in the word basar." So the Gemara asks. Ema Seifo, again, fourth line from the top. Ema Seifo, the ratio of the Mishnah is the Loiker of Akiva. What about Ema Seifo, the top line on Kuf Dalet that says, and that Ben Abbas Mut.